mechanism of action of hormone. The hormones generally act in three different ways: by changing the membrane permeability, by activating intracellular enzyme, and by cyclic emphysema. By changing the membrane permeability, local hormones like neurotransmitters and few general hormones like catecholamine act directly in this way. By activating intracellular enzymes, protein hormones generally act by activating intracellular enzymes. Cyclic emphysema. The hormones act by cyclic emphysemes are ACTH, TH, TSH, LH, FSH, ADH, parathyroid hormones, glucagon, catecholamine, secretin, and most hypothalamic releasing hormone. Calcium calmodulin system. By entering a cell, calcium binds, ion binds with the protein calmodulin. This protein has four calcium sites, and when three or four of these sites are bound with calcium, the calmodulin changes its shape and initiates multiple effects inside the cell, including activation of inhibition of protein kinase. Hormones use the phospholipase C. Second messenger systems are angiotensin II, catecholamines, gonadotropin-releasing hormone, growth hormone-releasing hormone, oxytocin, thyroid-releasing hormone, vasopressin. Hormones that act use the phospholipase C. Second messenger systems are angiotensin II, catecholamines, gonadotropin-releasing hormone, growth hormone-releasing hormone, oxytocin, thyroid-releasing hormone, vasopressin. Hormones that use the adenylate cyclase, cyclic AMP second messenger systems are ACTH, angiotensin II, calcitonin, catecholamines, FSH, LH, HCG, glucagon, secretin, parathyroid hormone, thyroid stimulating hormone, vasopressin. Hormones that act that use adenylate cyclase, cyclic AMP second messenger system are adrenocorticotropin hormone, angiotensin II, calcitonin, catecholamine, follicle stimulating hormone, glucagon, hormone chorionic, human chorionic gonadotropin, luteinizing, parathyroid hormone, secretin, thyroid stimulating hormone, vasopressin. Now, hormones that act mainly on the genetic machinery or genetic machinery of the cells are sex hormones, or gonad hormones, adrenocortical hormones, and 1,25 dehydroxycholic acidferol. These are the hormones that act mainly on the genetic machinery of the cell. Hypothalamus. The hypothalamus releasing hormone, hypothalamic releasing hormones. Hypothalamus liberates hormones or factors which enter the adenohypophysis via the portal system of blood supply and strongly influence the secretions of adenohypophysis. There is seven hormones released from the hypothalamus. These are thyrotropin-releasing hormone, corticotropin-releasing hormone, gonadotropin-releasing hormone, growth hormone-releasing hormone, somatostatin or growth hormone inhibitory hormone, prolactin inhibitory factor, prolactin-releasing factor. Thyrotropin-releasing hormone. This is a tripeptide hormone. It acts on thyrotropin cells to cause secretion of thyroid-stimulating hormone. Thyrotropin hormone. Thyrotropin-releasing hormones acts on the lactotrophs and some PRLF-LRF-like activities. Besides hypothalamus, thyrotropin-releasing hormone is also found in many other areas of brain, spinal cord, and even in the gastrointestinal tract. Corticotropin-releasing hormone is a 41 amino acid peptide chain that are secreted by hypothalamus. The posterior pituitary hormone ADH acts synergistically with corticotropin-releasing hormone on the corticotrophs to produce more ACTH. Corticotropin-releasing hormone is produced by other areas of brain as well, most notably by limbic system and cerebral cortex. Gonadotropin-releasing hormone is a decapeptide hormone and causes stimulation of secretion of both FSH and LH from anterior pituitary. Growth hormone-releasing hormone is 44 amino acid peptide chain and stimulates growth hormone secretion from anterior pituitary. Another growth hormone-releasing hormone with 40 amino acid is also known. The two gonadotropin-releasing hormones are known as GHRH44 and GHRH40 respectively. Somatostatin or growth hormone inhibitory hormone is 14 amino acid chains, and in addition to the hypothalamus, the somatostatin is also secreted by pancreatic islet cell and even gastric mucosa. Hypothalamic somatostatin depresses growth hormone secretion. Apart from its action on the somatotrophs or of the adenohypophysis, the somatostatin has many other functions. Prolactin inhibitory factor, prolactin releasing factor. Prolactin releasing factor has no work, kono kajer na. Anterior pituitary gland, physiological anatomy of pituitary gland. The pituitary gland, also called the hypophysis, is a small gland about 1 cm in diameter and 0.5 to 1 gram in weight that lies in the sella tarsica at the base of brain and is connected with the hypothalamus by the pituitary or hypophyseal stalk. The pituitary gland is divided into two parts, anterior pituitary or adenohypophysis and posterior pituitary or neurohypophysis. Between them, relatively avascular zone called pars intermedia, which is almost absent in a human being. Anterior pituitary develops from Rathke's pouch, which is an embryonic invagination of pharyngeal epithelium, and posterior pituitary develops from an outgrowth of the hypothalamus. Hormone secreting cells of the human anterior pituitary gland. Hormones secreting from the human anterior pituitary glands are somatotrophs, lactotrophs, corticotrophs, hydrotrophs, these are cell, thyrotrophs and gonadotrophs, somatotrophs, lactotrophs, corticotrophs, thyrotrophs and gonadotrophs. Somatotrophs and lactotrophs are acidophilic cell and CGT or corticotrophs, gonadotrophs and thyrotrophs are basophilic cell. Somatotrophs take growth hormone, lactotrophs take prolactin release hormone, corticotrophs take corticotropin releasing hormone or corticotrophs take ACTH and beta LPH release hormone, thyrotrophs take thyrostimulating hormone and gonadotrophs take FSH LH release hormone. Intermediate lobe take alpha, beta, gamma, melanocyte stimulating hormones, which are collectively called as melanotropin, they are released or intermediate regular release hormone function to stimulate melanin synthesis in human. Gamma lipotropin or gamma LPH, corticotropin like intermediate lobe peptide CLIP and other fragments of pro-opiomelanocorticotropin release hormone. In addition, a variety of gastrointestinal and other polypeptides are found in one or more lobes of prime pituitary gland. These include CCK, gastrin, renin, angiotensin II, and calcitonin gene-related peptide. Hypothalamo-hypophyseal portal system is a vascular connection which connects the hypothalamus with the anterior pituitary. The anterior pituitary is a highly vascular gland with extensive capillary sinuses among the glandular cells. Almost all the blood that enters these sinuses passes first through another capillary bed in the lower hypothalamus. The blood then flows through small hypothalamic hypophyseal portal vessel into the interior anterior pituitary sinus shows that the lowermost portion of the hypothalamus called the median eminence that connects inferiorly with pituitary stalk. Small arteries penetrate into the substance of median eminence and then additional small process return to its surface, coalescing to form the hypothalamo-hypophyseal portal vessel. These in turn pass downwards allowing the pituitary stalk to supply blood to the anterior pituitary sinuses. Control of the pituitary secretion by the hypothalamus. Almost all the secretion of pituitary gland are controlled by either hormonal or nerve signal from the hypothalamus. Secretion from posterior pituitary is controlled by the nerve signal originating in the hypothalamus and terminating in the posterior pituitary. In contrast, secretion by the anterior pituitary is controlled by the hypothalamic releasing or hypothalamic inhibitory hormonal factors secreted within the hypothalamus itself and then conducted to the anterior pituitary through minute blood vessels called hypothalamic hypophyseal portal vessel. In the anterior pituitary, these releasing and inhibitory hormones act on the glandular cell to control their secretion. Endocrine gland without pituitary control are adrenal medulla, parathyroid, arrest of Langerhans, and placenta. Adrenal medulla, parathyroid, arrest of Langerhans, and placenta. Adrenal medulla, sympathetic nervous system control adrenal medulla and parathyroid gland is controlled by the blood calcium level. Islets of Langerhans secretion is controlled by blood glucose level and placenta has autonomous control. Posterior pituitary. The posterior pituitary gland, also called as neurohypophysis, is composed mainly of glial-like cell called pituicide. However, the pituicide do not secrete hormones. They act simply as a supporting structure for a large number of terminal nerve fiber and terminal nerve endings from nerve tracts that hormones originate in the supraoptic and paraventricular nuclei of the hypothalamus. This tract passes through the neurohypophysis through the pituitary stalk or hypophyseal stalk. Hormones of the posterior pituitary is ADH and oxytocin. ADH also known as the vasopressin. Now ADH hormone. Site of ADH and oxytocin secretion. ADH is formed primarily in the supraoptic nuclei, whereas oxytocin is formed primarily in the paraventricular nuclei of hypothalamus. Each of these nuclei can synthesize about 1/6 as much of the second hormone as of its primary hormone. Function of ADH two group antidiuretic effect. ADH causes reabsorption of water from kidney tubules, collecting duct and collecting tubules. It maintains osmolality and sodium concentration in the extracellular fluid. It reduces chloride absorption and increases chloride loss. Number two effect of ADH is vasoconstrictor and pressure effect. Higher concentration of ADH have potential effect of constricting arterioles throughout the body and therefore increasing arterial pressure. For this reason, ADH has another name, vasopressin. Mechanism of water resorption by ADH or physiological function of ADH. Extremely minute quantity of ADH, as small as 2 nanogram, when injected in the person can cause decreased secretion of water by kidney, and it is antidiuresis. Briefly, in the absence of ADH, there is that collecting tubules and collecting duct, also distal collecting tubules, become almost impermeable to water, which prevents significant reabsorption of water. ADH, the luminal membrane of the tubular epithelial cells are almost in place of ADH, the luminal membrane of tubular epithelial cells almost impermeable to water. However, immediately inside the cell membrane are a large number of special vesicles that have highly water permeable pores called aquapori. When ADH acts on these cells, it first combines in membrane receptor that causes formation of cyclic MP inside the tubular cell cytoplasm. This in turn causes phosphorylation of elements in the special vesicles, which then causes the vesicle to insert into apical cell membrane, thus providing many areas of high water permeability. Duration of ADH. All this occurs within 5 to 10 minutes. Then, in the absence of ADH, the entire process reverses in another 5 to 10 minutes. Effects. Thus, this process temporarily provides many new pores that allows free diffusion of water from the tubular fluid to the peritubular fluid. Water is then absorbed from the collecting tubule and drugs by osmosis. Regulation of ADH production. Osmotic regulation. When a concentrated electrolyte solution is injected into artery that supplies the hypothalamus, the ADH neurons in the supraoptic and paraventricular nuclei immediately transmit impulse into the posterior pituitary to release a large quantities of ADH into circulating blood, sometimes increasing ADH secretion to as high as 20 times normal. Conversely, injection of dilute solution into this artery causes cessation of impulses and therefore almost total cessation of ADH secretion. Thus, the concentration of ADH in the body fluid can change from small quantities to large amount or vice versa in only a few minutes. The precise way that the osmotic concentration of extracellular fluid controls ADH hormone secretion is not clear. Yet somewhere in or near the hypothalamus are modified neuron receptor called osmoreceptors. When the ECF become too concentrated, fluid is pulled out by osmosis out of osmoreceptor cell, decreasing its size and initiating appropriate nerve signals in hypothalamus to cause additional ADH secretion. Conversely, when the extracellular fluid become too dilute, water moves by osmosis in the opposite direction into cell, and this decreases signal for ADH secretion. Although some research workers place this osmoreceptor in the hypothalamus itself, others believe that they are located in the organum vascular, assume a highly vascular structure in the anterior ventral wall of third ventricle. regardless of mechanism, concentrated body fluid to stimulate the supraoptic nuclei, the virus dilute body fluid inhibit them. Therefore, a feedback control mechanism is available to control total osmotic pressure body fluid.